Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 14th and the week ahead. Now you really rarely get better than this aspect. It's Venus and Pluto doing wonderfully amazing, fabulous things together. For you, this is the ideal week to get a look to die for, to create a makeover from heaven and to transform everything about yourself and your life like never before. I said last week the Phoenix rising from the ashes, today the phoenix has risen. Here's your Sunday stars. With the moon in Virgo, you get a great chance to have enjoyment and fun, but more importantly, to look overseas, because this is a wonderful time to either choose a destination, book your flights or your cruise or whatever way. It doesn't really matter what the transport is. It's about getting away. And that's what you need to do. Whatever the capacity is, business, pleasure, family, holiday, vacation. But look at where you can go. Here's your Monday stars. More lovely stuff. This time the moon and the sun caress each other and come together. This whole feeling for travel and getting away from it all is still very, very dramatically placed, and it's lovely. But also it's very creative too, and there's also a strong loving vibe with your stars. So maybe it's going to a place you've always loved. In fact, a sentimental journey wouldn't go amiss, as there's a lot of nostalgia around you now. Here's your Tuesday stars. As a Capricorn, you're born with a lot of ambition. Obviously, it comes in different shapes and sizes with each and every one of you. But the moon in Libra today really does push you towards ambitions and gives you the drive to go after something you want. Saturn's involved and Mars is involved, so therefore this is a calculated risk. And you've got to go back over something you've done in the past to make sure you never make that same mistake twice. Then you can move on. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, not an easy day by any stretch of the imagination. You've got to be very careful of someone who's controlling or domineering or somebody who just wants to take over your life. And the worst thing is, it may well be you to others too. Remember the old saying today, what comes around goes around. So treat everybody with respect and nothing should go wrong. And here's your Thursday stars. The moon moves into Scorpio and opts for this sign, which is all about friendships and the future for you, but she's not aspecting anything. So it is quite difficult for you to get a connection with somebody emotionally. So why not try it with yourself instead? Because this is a time for you to start to peer to the future and see where you want to go, because then you'll know what moves you need to make, and I'll tell you tomorrow what they should be. Here's your Friday stars. As I said yesterday, you're poised to look towards the future and should be dealing with long-term objectives. But today gives you the way forward. It's through friendship. So making new friends or using the friends in a good way that you already have. But also getting involved in things of the collective, where a lot of you all want the same thing. By moving in kind of Roman army fashion, like the tortoise, together you can achieve personal aims too.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.